Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guests are here to tell us about available grants from the Douglas Dornan Foundation. Welcome Carrie Pusich and Marcy Larson. Nice to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. So the Douglas Dornan Foundation. Marcy, should we start with you? When did it come to be?
Actually, it was started in late 1993 in honor of Brian Douglas and Wes Dornan, who were killed in an automobile accident at age 27, very young. Mm. But they just lived such a full and amazing life at age 27. They were so community involved and so much a part of Juno, and many of the things that they did affected people. And so we all just kind of pulled together and wanted to keep their legacy going, and with the help of their parents, actually started a foundation and have been able to invest and keep investing in the kind of things that Brian and Wes enjoyed and participated in themselves.
Okay, so 1993, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And fast forward to now, what does it look like today?
Actually, we've donated up to almost $500,000 in grants over the course of those years, and it's been great being able to contribute to quite a few different organizations. We have been folded into the Juno Community Foundation, so we are an offshoot of that now, so that is a big help for us.
Okay. Carrie, you're both trustees. What does a trustee do?
Well, we actually have kind of a leader of the trustees, and that would be Paul Douglas. And he puts out advertisements for the grant applications, and then he collects them all, and he provides copies to all of us trustees, which is myself, Mark Pusage, Marcy Larson, Jeff Larson, Paul Douglas, and Sue Douglas. So then the six of us get together, and we go over the applications, and we all have our own little criteria system, so it's a fun evening to kind of, you know, collaborate with all that. And the objective of the grant is really we focus on enhancing the health, education, and welfare of individuals in Southeast Alaska, and we really try to focus on youth as well.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong, but this current application period is open until June 1st?
That's correct.
Correct.
2 months.
All right. Who should be listening right now? Who can apply for this?
Well, really any group in Southeast Alaska that is serving children. A lot of daycares do that. Kids who – Girl Scouts of America has done it.
Many nonprofits.
Many nonprofits. We've had SAIL is kind of a group that submits an application annually. And
just last year, actually, we did the recertification of the ropes course with them. So they were able to bring that back online, which is great.
But so it doesn't have to be a nonprofit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. But with the focus on youth, I'm hearing.
Yeah, that would be the theme.
And that was Brian and Wes' passion. They were foster parents, participated in that. Wes was a teacher, a school teacher, cared a lot about kids. Both of them were very involved with kids.
Okay. Can you give us a few examples of other awards you've given over the years?
Sure. Lynn Canal Running Camp, scholarships to that wonderful running program. Juno Youth Sailing, reinvested in their wetsuits and things like that for the sailing group there. Juno Alaska Music Matters and some of their equipment and things that they need. Friends of Zach Gordon Youth Center, AmeriCorps volunteer, and Discovery Southeast. Those are the types of things. And then individuals that are seeking education, but to take that education and affect a lot of people. We don't have a lot of dollars, so we try to maximize those dollars. And if we can see someone is going to be taking those funds and then using that knowledge that they have and spreading it amongst a great many others, that's what we strive to do.
For example, a teacher getting further education?
As long as it's going to turn right into affecting a great number of folks, absolutely.
Okay. So this application period is open until June 1st. Is that right? Where can we find applications?
You can go to the Juno Community Foundation website, which is junocf.org. And there is – we put an ad in the local paper annually.
right? So online or in the paper.
So since I have you both here and you both get to review applications, can we have a little writer's guidelines talk? So for people who are applying, what catches your attention? I mean, I know you gave us all this criteria, but, you know, what makes a grant effective in your eyes?
Ooh.
I can say answer that one for me.
Yeah.
I just like a complete grant, somebody that fills it out all the way and actually thinks about the details of how they're going to spend that money and how that money is going to generate into the greater good and really spell it out. And sometimes it's just the simple things, but actually people that did their homework and put the dollar value next to it really, really helps.
How about you, Carrie?
Well, I would totally agree with her. And one of the things that we also like seeing when we meet annually is hearing back from the people who have received a grant. We love to get letters. We love to get emails. We love to just get a follow-up on how those funds did affect their group for the better.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Carrie Pusich and Marcy Larson about the Douglas Dornan Foundation application period open through June 1st. Can you give us the website once more to find that application, please?
Yep, Juno Community Foundation, which is junocf.org.
Okay, groups, daycares, nonprofits, things that think about the embetterment of our community's youth.
In Southeast Alaska.
Southeast.
Well, it's been nice speaking with you, too. Is there anything we're missing? Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
If you're interested, go to the website and get your applications in. All the instructions are on the website, where to mail it in, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.